If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Hear me, because I'm going to dispel a myth. Walking in prosperity doesn't mean that you get everything you want. I want that Samsung 78-inch ultra-high definition curved screen television. I wanted it since I saw it. But watch this. The difference between me and many other Christians, I did not ask God to give me that television. Never came out my mouth. Here's what I said to God. I said, God, help me be patient while the price comes down. And it already came down, $2,700. It'll come down some more. Because I know I'm positionally blessed, it doesn't mean that I grab it as soon as it comes out. It means that God might be saying, you wait. See, they that wait get stronger. You wait and you focus on other stuff. And who knows, one day that thing might come down to $1,000. And you might say, well, then, Pastor, they're going to have something better. But I didn't want something better. I wanted that. Increase doesn't mean getting what you want. It means having what God wants you to have. And what does God want you to have more than anything else? Peace of mind. Some of you go on vacations. You can't afford it, so you take from your tithes and your offerings to pay for your cruise. Then it just storms the whole time you're there. And then you're on the boat praying, Lord, 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 stop the storm, stop the storm. God said, I can do whatever I want. I paid for this cruise. This wasn't your cruise. This was my cruise. I wanted the storm. And I walk on the water. And you in there praying to the devil, the Lord rebuke you. Satan way over the other side. He's over in the Caspian Sea. And you down in the Caribbean hitting a hurricane. And the devil said, I ain't got nothing to do with you. You spent God's money. So now you're seasick, throwing up all over every place. The ship done died out there. The carnival ship done died out there in the middle of the ocean. The toilets done backed up. Everybody's sick all over the ship because you took God's money and bought a cruise. Now, I'm not saying you couldn't go on the cruise. Just don't steal God's money to go. That's not your money. How many of you in here, if you have a job and you come to work and it's payday and your supervisor and the owners tell you, we're not paying you this week, we're taking the money to send my child to the Dominican Republic? How many of you would like that? How many of you would call the attorney and call for an unfair labor practice and sue him, not only for your paycheck, but for all the money and punitive damages? Why? Because you knew you were entitled to it, right? Right? And nobody's going to take from you what you're entitled to, right? 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 Well, according to Malachi, God's entitled to your tithe. And when you steal it, now the amens are way down. Listen to God. God says, I want you to be successful. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, he says, everybody, according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give. So he says in verse 6, if you want to receive sparingly, then you sow sparingly. If you want to receive bountifully, then you sow bountifully. And then he says in verse 7, you are going to receive based on how you give. I was watching Barney Miller the other day, and Nick liked to gamble. He was the Oriental police officer. He loved to gamble. So Nick saw a horse in the racing sheet, and he told Wojo Howitz, he said, I got to play this horse. And Wojo said, what's the name of the horse? And it was Pick Me Nick. Pick Me Nick. He said, this is a sign. And so he picked the horse, and he went out, and he placed the bet, and he came back at the end of the show, and he said, lunch is on me, everybody. I won $150. And I'm sitting there, $150 at 30 to 1. That means you only put maybe 50, 60 cents, you know, at the most a dollar and a half. Because he was afraid that it might not. But if you're sure, you go clean out the bank account and say, put my whole savings on this because I'm sure. See, that's what the devil does to you in tithe. You give God a part of your tithe. You say, Lord, but I got $5. What am I supposed to do with that? That's not what I told you to get. But God, that's all I have. God said, no, it's not. You just got a manicure yesterday. That manicure cost you $75. You got a pedicure. That pedicure cost you another $35. You just spent $375 on your hair. Now, I don't have a problem with you doing that, but you took my money to do it. And I'm not responsible to take care of those things. Those are personal things, things that you could have done yourself. So in other words, this shows that those things are more important to you than my kingdom. And you wonder why you're broke, because you're robbing me. You're stealing from me. And when it's time for you to give to me, you get up and leave the service because you think that exonerates you. Out of sight, out of mind. Why is that? Because we as a people don't think in terms of increase. Hear me. Offering was God's way to ensure that he could bless you. Watch, you listen to me, listen to me. It became what's called the law of reciprocity. The reason God did it was because he wanted to bless his children. But because he's so just, he had to make it a law that even sinners could reap a benefit from it. So you have many sinners who have tithed and God has blessed their business. Well, he's willing to do that in order to bless you. So Satan can't come back to him and say, well, you said that was a law, but they ain't getting it. They're getting grace. You're getting favor. Favor is only ours. What he's doing for them is out of his goodness. What he's doing for us is out of relationship. When you are with somebody who loves you, they take care of your need. Even if you don't do anything for them. Don't be with anybody who demands something in return. But if they love you, they will do simply because the need is there. See, that's really how you know if they love you. That's how you know. That's how you know. If they can sit with you and leave you in the same state they found you, they don't love you. If they can sit with you in the same state they find you, they don't love you. And that's how Jesus is. Jesus said, I found you in poverty, but I'm not leaving you there. Here's how I'm getting you out. I am going to teach you principles. Are you hearing me? I'm going to teach you principles so you can get out of it. Now, you better develop a long-range plan and say, how do I know it's God's plan? Hear me well. Because you can never achieve it on your own. Any plan by God is never for you to do it by yourself. God needs you to have somebody else to help you. You heard the story about Judgment Day. When the preacher came up and the little old woman came up and they came up before God, and the preacher had led thousands of souls to Christ, and there were two crowns on the table. One crown was about 6 feet high. The other was another brilliant crown, but it was only about a foot and a half high. The preacher looked at the crowns and knew in his heart that the big crown was for him because of all the people he won to Christ. He came down to God and God said, I thank you for your service. You have been a tremendous inspiration to many. You've led many people to the cross and I am saying, well done, come on in. And he picked up the little crown and put it on the man's head. The little grandmother walked up and stood before the Lord. The Lord looked at her, picked up the bigger crown, and just gave it to her. Didn't say anything other than, well done, come on in. The preacher looked at God and said, she ain't do nothing. She just sat in church every Sunday. She was just there. God said, but she prayed for you. And it was her prayers that enabled you to do what you did. I would not be standing here if it wasn't for a group of men and women who have dedicated themselves to pray for me. Why? Because God has called us to a big work. But the big work will not be successful by me alone. We need each other. That's how you know God is calling you. Because it's bigger than you. This work is so big, I need two assistant pastors. And a whole staff of other pastors, because it's too big for me. And I thank God that it is. Listen to this. Moses was up on top of the mountain. He said to Joshua, get some men and fight against Amalek. He said, I'm going up on top of the mountain and I'm going to hold the rod of God. Joshua was down there fighting the Amalekites. The battle would swing one way to another. When Moses' hands were up, Joshua would win. When his hands grew weary, Joshua would lose. And so Aaron and Hur stood around. Aaron and Martin got on either side of him. And they lifted up his hands. And Joshua did not know that his victory was coming from what was going on up there. I want you to realize that what's coming out of this pulpit every Sunday is the result of the Monday prayer team, of the intercessors who gather, those who humble themselves and lay before God to release the anointing. Hear me. Now, if God responds when others step up to pray, what do you think he's going to do when he sends people in your life to help push you to your next level of spiritual greatness? Time for your increase. You stop living like a bum. The devil's telling you, you can't afford it. You can't afford it. All the church talks about is money. I wouldn't preach this if God didn't tell me. And here's why he tells me. When I would turn away from doing this, I never like to talk about money because of what's going on. And I know people say, oh, preachers want your money. So I would go to God. I say, Father, I don't want to preach about this. I don't want you to deal with your people. And I was content in doing that. He spoke to me one day. He said, you are robbing my people of my principles. Therefore, you are keeping them from applying them to their lives. There are principles of financial success that are in this Bible that we have not been directed to read because we're afraid of what people are going to say. Your money don't buy me cars. Your money don't buy me things. Your money goes into furthering the gospel. It pushes the gospel out into the airwaves. It enables us to get podcasts. I just got an email the other day, someone thanking us for having podcasts where they could download our messages and listen to them on their Apple devices. Got an email some years ago of a lady in England telling us that her brother was an atheist, did not believe in God, and saw the Climbing Higher telecast. After the telecast was over, as the credits were rolling, he gave his heart to Jesus. Because you give. Our gospel has been preached in Norway. Some of us don't even know where Norway is, but our gospel has been preached in Norway. And the devil's going to always tell you, you can't do it, you can't give, because he wants us to just stay in one place. But we're too big for this. Do you know why the Bible says the anointing will be so fat, it'll break the yoke of a bondage around your neck? But when the anointing comes, it makes your neck too big, and it breaks and destroys that yoke. In other words, God can bless you so significantly that you never go back to poverty again when you learn the principles.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
08115P.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Exciting news! Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE Channel 51 Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord. Pray.